Okay, so at which point during your studies did you build up an interest for multilingualism, especially for translanguaging? What is your focus? Oh,
for multilingualism almost immediately, because when I started teaching school, the children who I was teaching were all multilinguals, and therefore it was silly not to think about it as I was teaching. So I started thinking about this very early, and then I started studying with Joshua Fishman, so I learned a little bit more about multilingualism, and the translanguaging was a new development. It was after thinking about the fact that that I had to think differently about bilingual education from the way that I had been thinking, that I started thinking about this concept, and of course through the Welsh influence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in your lecture you already mentioned that you did some personal experience with mm-hmm. Translanguaging regarding your family, so mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, I was born in Cuba. Mm-hmm. I came to the United States when I was 11. I didn't speak English. I learned to speak English at home, at school, but certainly I always spoke both languages quite fluidly because I always lived in a bilingual community, and that is what the norm in a bilingual community is. So a bilingual community does not speak just one language, speaks with both with what is considered two languages all the time in unmonitored situations. It's only in monitored situations such as schools where this becomes unusual, mm-hmm. because that is the norm in bilingual communities. So I grew up in a bilingual community.
Yep.
So it was part of my personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the last question, which fields of multilingualism or especially translanguaging would you like to research in the future?
I think there's a lot of work to be done on translanguaging to see how we understand it differently in different contexts, in different types of schools, with different teachers. I think pedagogical approaches have to be more developed. And I think the most important topic is assessment. How to think of using the children's language resources in assessing what they know and what they know in each of the languages that they're assessing in, I think is important. And that's where the real emphasis has to be next. How do we assess?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.